Bench bumps.
Cam FM.
Going to have to cut that one short, unfortunately, because we're going to go Riverside for the M3 division now. And Sophie, can you hear us on First Post Corner?
Yep, so I'm standing on First Post Corner. We've got crews with poles on, ready to push off. We're just waiting for the one-minute cannon. At the top of the division, we've got St. Catherine's M2 who are looking to row over again. Then Emma M2, that's the one-minute cannon that's just gone. Emma M2 who are looking very pacey, bumped up on Hughes Hall M1 yesterday. So Hughes Hall in spot number 3, followed by Claire M2 and Peterhouse M2. It looks like it's going to be fast. It looks like there's going to be lots of bumps. It looks exciting.
Thank you very much there, Sophie. Tim, what are you expecting in this division?
Right, so we've had a bit of action yesterday. We've got some cats up at the top of the division who will be trying to row over to stay up as a sandwich boat into M2. But they've got Emma M2 who bumped up yesterday chasing them, so that could be an interesting little battle. Below that, Claire M2 will be chasing Hughes Hall. They're going up and Hughes Hall going down yesterday. Also, looking interesting towards the bottom of the division, we've had a few bumps. It's M2 who've held up this division a little bit by being supposed to get to their starting position. We'll be looking for Wolves at M2.
We're about to go.
Very happy with their performance yesterday.
We've just started and cats are off like the clappers at the top of the division. But Emma have had a very clean start and already have a whistle on them. So they're coming down, moving into First Post Corner. And Emma M2 already have a whistle on cats M2. So that looks like that. It's going to be a close race. Hughes Hall have also had a clean start and settled in very nicely. But Claire M2 are pulling up on them and have a whistle on Hughes Hall M1. Only about 15 strokes off the start. They're inside a length on Hughes Hall M1, moving closer with every stroke. After that, we've got Peterhouse M2, who are looking like they're going to get caught soon by Churchill M2, who are pulling in nice and close to them. The line from First Post Corner are very good, and again, Claire M2 have pulled into within half a length of Hughes Hall M1 now. That looks like that race is going to be over soon. I think Hughes Hall are going down. Churchill have moved inside a length on Peterhouse M2. It looks like they're going to move into half a length as they go around First Post Corner. And behind them, first and third M3 are looking to row over very strong here. It looks like it could be a good division. It looks like it's going to be very busy at Grassy with a lot of bumps.
Okay, thank you, Sophie. Tim, can you see any of those top boats coming around to Grassy now?
Yes, so they're coming. The top four are coming through now and into Grassy Corner. Cats M2 being chased very hard by Emma, and this looks like there's about to be overlap. There's mostly canvas in it. Emma, we've got a little throng of supporters here who are cheering them on. There is overlap here. I'm sure it's going to become a bump shortly. Behind that, Claire are closing down Hughes very closely. It looks like they might crash soon. Behind that, I can see a bump has happened. That's almost certainly Churchill on Peterhouse. I can see some very pink stuff going on. So yeah, that's Churchill have bumped up on Peterhouse.
They're about to catch Darwin.
About Sophie now, who's got some news.
And Corpus are just about to bump up on Darwin. The Cox is just about to concede. Corpus' bow is about to make contact with Darwin's Seven's Blade. This is amazing overlap. And the Cox has conceded. Corpus have bumped Darwin. So that's Corpus M2 have bumped Darwin M2. Great race from both of them.
Thank you, Sophie. Can you see any boats below Corpus? What's going on there? And actually, we're going to head to Tim now, who's got some news at Grassy.
Yeah, so the umpire's siren just gone off. There looks like quite a lot of trouble in the gap. Around first corner into the gap, there's been an awful lot of boats stacked up. It looks like above Claire, we've got so Claire and Hughes still, and Emma and Kat still rowing down to Ditton.
Okay, well, thank you, Tim. If you can find out what's gone in the gut, we're going to go to Daisy now at Ditton, who'll be able to see the top boats coming through.
Hi, yeah, I'm over at Ditton. I've just seen Kat pull over, bumped by Emma, from what I can tell. But then we also have Hugh Hall, who are followed quite closely by Claire. Not quite close enough for a bump, but they could gain on them round on the long reach. I'd say there's about half a boat length between them. But there's definitely been some sort of bump between Kat and Emma.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Daisy. We're now going to go back to Tim at Grassy. Tim, have you managed to find out what's going on down there?
Yes, so the top four boats have gone through. So Emma did bump up on Cats around Ditton Corner. Below that, Hughes Hall went one, Claire M2 still battling out down onto the reach. But below that, the rest of the division has all sort of come to a grinding halt around Ditton Corner into Guts. There's been, sounds have gone, we've had carnage, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But we will, we're going to have re-rows or anything like that.
Thank you, Tim. Daisy's just got some news at Ditton.
Yeah, so just an update on the Claire Hughes Hall situation. They were very, very close. We've got a continuous bell going, and I think they're almost definitely going to be a bump. The bells would just stop. There might have just been a bump. They were very, very close right as they went past Ditton.
Okay, thank you, Daisy. If you try and find out what's going on there. Tim, I didn't know if you had anything more. Tim, what's going on?
Right, we news on heroes, probably.
Re-rows. Okay, fair enough. So the confirmed bumps. Yes, go on then, Tim.
Provisionally, from first and third, three down the rest of the division. So that's from 7 down to 18. We're going to have a re-row above that. It looks like everything's sorted. It looks like Peterhouse are rowing out. Churchill are just poor sat in the middle of the river. It looks like they're going to come down past us. The rest of the boats are all moored up, and I suspect they're going to spin and head back for a re-row very shortly. We'll be back in touch with news
awesome.
On that once anything starts happening.
Thank you very much, Tim. Lent bumps. Cam FM. And we're going to head back now because we've got some re-rows going on immediately in M3. So Sophie at First Post Corner.
Hi, yes. So due to pile-up in the gut, we have four crews. I think we've definitely got Robinson M2, Maggie M3, Maudlin M2 and Claire Hall M1 all re-rowing. Oh, and first and third M3 have just come round the corner as well, so I can only assume they're involved in this re-row as well. They'll just be starting on original stations and they're going to re-row the whole course, and hopefully we'll be able to get a conclusive result after that.
Brilliant, Sophie. So is it just those five boats then that are re-rowing?
Pardon, sorry?
Is it just those five boats that are re-rowing from first and third
just
all the way down to...
Just five boats that are re-rowing. If anyone else, I think, if anyone else bumped before First Post Corner, I think they're either sending them home or having them stay at the side. Just trying to make sense of what's going on at the minute. If it's a bit confused, as you can probably tell.
Do you know what went on at the bottom of the division? Because we kind of lost the boats from Maudlin M3 downwards.
Yeah, so obviously hard to track around First Post Corner, but from what I can understand, two crews did not clear in the gut, and this held up everything. Robinson bumped up onto Maggie M3 because Maggie M3 were unable to clear, there was just a pile-up, really. So I'm assuming that after Churchill M2, there was some kind of obstruction, and the remaining crews were held up.
So we'll look out for that one in the fines. Normally you get a fine for not clearing properly, so we'll look out for that in the fines tomorrow. Sophie, I don't know if you can get an idea. Of the five boats that are re-rowing, have you got any idea what's going to happen? Lady Margaret bumped up on Robinson yesterday. I don't know if you've got any idea where the bumps are going to come in this?
Yeah, no, I think that first and third M3 are going to row over nice and strong at the top. I think the race between Claire Hall M1 and Morden M2 will be really close, both looking like tidy, strong crews. So that could, because they're probably going to have the whole course to to grind it out. I think Morden could catch them. I think, but it'll be dependent on whether Maggie M3 bump up onto Morden M2. I don't think Robinson are going to catch Lady Margaret M3, but you never know. If they have a whole course, they've got no one behind them, they could just dig deep and push through.
Awesome. Do we know how long away we are from starting this re-row?
They're just paddling down to the start now, and the other crew, any crews not involved in the re-row, are being sent home. So once they've spun, they'll wait for the course to clear, and then again a 4-minute gun, a 1-minute gun, and the cannon. So I would say we're probably about maybe 10 minutes away from starting this re-row. Maybe a little bit less.
Okay, thank you very much. We've now got Tim on the line as well. So, Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So, I've got news on what's going to happen. We've had quite a bit of carnage in the guts. What's going to happen is first and third, three, Claire Hall 1, Morden 2, LMBC 3, Morden 2, and then we're going to re-row. There was Darwin Corp was bumped, Darwin 2 bumped up on Darwin 2 and Wilson 2 bumped up on victory before the carnage, the Vets bumped, and then Pitts 2, Trinity Hall 2, and the Sandwich Boat Kings 2 are all going to re-row as well at the bottom. So that re-row will be coming up in a few minutes' time. The remaining boats that bumped are rowing out now. The re-row will be happening very shortly.
So, Tim, sorry, have you got any idea what happened between Clare and Hughes Hall at the top of the division? Because
as far as I'm aware, that was a row over. They were both rowed over.
Oh, brilliant, because they were quite close going round Ditton there. Apparently
they rowed over.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. In which case, thank you to both Tim and Sophie who are on the line. In the meantime, whilst we're waiting for that re-row to start, I've got some shout-outs. We've got a big shout-out to all the ladies and gents at CUWBC, CULRC and CUBC who can't be at Bumps today because they're busy training for the Varsity races against Oxford. Go the Light Blues, they say. Go get them, Hughes Hall, from your friends in North Carolina. And those are all the messages we have at the moment. We've got something else to we've got a bit of a discussion thing going on is why do we use the expression bumped up and not just bumped? And Beth, you got some
yeah
news on this.
I have an explanation. I think the reason that we say bumped up is just because if a bump happens, both boats are involved in the bump. So if you are bumped, then you get bumped down, but if you bump up, then you have done the bumping. So this is the distinction that we make, so that if we say these boats bumped, when you bump up, you are the one who has made the progress and not the one who has been hit.
Yes.
Basically.
Basically. That's why we do it. Awesome. So we're going to play another song and we'll hope for that re-row to be coming very, very soon and hope it won't impact the rest of the day too much.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Even though we should be getting towards the next race now, we should be 15 minutes away from the W2 division. The M3, it's all got a bit mucky down at the river.
It has indeed.
So we're just waiting for people to call back. It looks like we might have some contacts now from various people, so we'll just get them going. And we're going to go back for a re-row for the middle five
boats.
Yes,
so that's first and third M3, Clare Hall M1, Morden M2, Lady Margaret Hall M3 and Robinson M2 will be rowing again, yes. Re-rowing in this division to see what happened, because there was just carnage.
Yes, there was.
Which is always good. I like
and in theory there should be Tim on the end of the line. Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jack. I've got news on what's happened. So Fitz, the 4 minute cannon has gone. We're expecting this to be very shortly, but Fitz has rowed past. They have been given a technical over due to injury, so we'd have better luck recovering tomorrow. But they've been allowed to take the row. So the bottom division, we still have Paul and Kings to be rowing at the bottom, but Fitz is no longer in that sandwich. They have been given a row over.
4 minute can. If we had the 4 minute cannon, sorry, ready to go, then Sophie, are you first post? Sophie, can you hear me?
I can
see
you,
Dave. Did you say
Daisy? Oh, so, who Sophie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yes, cool. So, Sophie, could you do us a rundown for those boats that are re-rowing?
Yeah. So, at the top of the re-row, we have first and third M3, followed by Clare Hall M1, then Morden M2, Lady Margaret M3, and Robinson M2. Those are the five crews which are re-rowing in this division.
Amazing. And obviously, Tim has just told us that Fitz got a technical row over due to injury at the bottom of the division there.
Yes, that's why Fitz was so late to row home just now, and why the 4 minute cannon has only just gone. But yeah, that's because of obstruction of the lower end of the division as well.
Awesome, Sophie, thank you very much. So, with the 4 minute cannon gone, I guess the 1 minute cannon is coming up very soon. Whereabouts are you based, Sophie? Are you first post corner? Are you slightly further down towards the motorway bridge?
I'm just up from first post corner. I'm between first post corner and the motorway bridge. So, that's the 1 minute cannon that's just gone. So, we've got some very tired crews probably pushing out just now, ready to re-row this course.
Amazing. So we've got Sophie on first post corner, Tim is on Grassy, and we've got Daisy round on Ditton. But Sophie, I'm going to go back to you now, because the boat should be pushing out and then the race will be beginning very soon.
Yes, as I said, the 1 minute cannon's just gone, so in about 30 seconds we'll hear the cannon to go. And my prediction for this is that first and third M3 will row over strong at the top of this re-row. I think it's
Magdalen M2 may catch Clare Hall M1, but then again at the bottom I think Robinson M2 are going to row over behind Lady Margaret M3.
Well, cool. So not very long. Just throw quickly over to Tim. Have you got any predictions for these re-rows for the five boats?
So I think MBC will probably be chasing Magdalen very hard.
The cannon's go has just gone, so we're going to throw back to Sophie. Sophie, are you there?
Yes, I am, sorry. Yes, the cannon's just gone, and first and third look like they've had a good start. Clare Hall coming up behind them. I can't hear any whistles as of yet, so it looks like this is going to be a long race. I think people are settling in to row more of the course than they normally would. Obviously, they've already had to row today, already had to do that race start, so perhaps not as much adrenaline, but they're still absolutely going for it. I can hear whistles now. Clare Hall pulling in to first and third. They've got a length on them and look like they're really going for it. But at the same time, Magdalen M2 are pulling up very quickly on Clare Hall M1. It's a real sandwich situation here at the top of the row over. Robinson are way behind at the back, but Lady Margaret are pulling into Magdalen M2. They're still just inside station, but it looks like if Magdalen can't catch Clare Hall quickly, and Clare Hall are moving into first and third, that Maggie might be able to grind Magdalen down and get the bump somewhere around Ditton, I think, just pulling into them long and strong.
Thank you very much, Sophie. We'll head up to Tim now at Grassy.
There's nothing coming around the corner yet, but thankfully the rain has largely dried up. My notes are floating, but the rain has at least stopped now. Still nothing getting through the first corner, so
yeah, Sophie, so we'll head back to you now on first post.
Yeah, so all racing crews are now going around first post corner. As I predicted, Magdalen are catching Clare Hall quicker than Maggie are catching Magdalen. Robinson just rowing over strong at the end of the re-row. I don't think they're going to make any ground on Maggie. I think it's just going to be a row over for them today. But all racing crews are now in the gut, so probably best if we go back to Tim for a live update.
So, Tim, you should be able to see stuff in Grassy now.
Yes, I can. So first and third have come into the gut very strongly. They are pursued by Hall and Magdalen M2, who are also seem to be sitting about the station. Behind them, LMBC seems to have lost a little bit of ground on Magdalen, perhaps. I think it will tell from here. They're all looking strong. This could be very interesting. They could go a long way. But I can't see Robinson. Yeah, here comes Robinson. They've lost a lot of ground on LMBC, but then I think they're going to have a fairly long row over, unless they come up with a spurt very soon. Behind that, you've got a gap of people who've already jumped out, and in a while, I'll probably start to see the Trinity Hall and Kings pair. But as they come in through Grassy Corner, first and third three are stretching away. They're opening up a little bit, maybe some gravel. They're down about three quarters of a length, down at three quarters of half a length, more than M3. A clear length then to LMBC, and then two or three lengths to Robinson. So this could get very interesting.
Thank you, Tim. Just going to head back to Sophie now, because we were looking about the, at the bottom of the division, like with Fitzwilliam, Trinity Hall and the Sandwich Boat. Have you got any news on that?
Sorry, I don't, but I appear to have, my mistake, I thought there were only five re-rowing crews, but Kings and Tit Hall have just come past me at the bottom of the division. Now they're into the gut. Kings rowing their third race of the day because they were sandwich boat in the M4 division. Trinity Hall looking very strong in front of them. I think it's going to be a row over for both crews in that situation, but they must have re-rowed because of the carnage right at the bottom of the division. They were the last two crews.
Thank you, Sophie. I'm going to head up to Daisy now at Ditton. Can you see those the five re-row boats coming towards you, Daisy?
Yeah, I've got first and third coming right past me with Clare Hall quite close behind, but actually Magdalen are closer to Clare Hall than they are to first and third, with LMBC close behind them. So we've got four boats all very close together, but I'd say there's about a length between the first two. Yeah, about a length between all of them. So maybe all rowers, or maybe bumps later in the course. No one's too close, but they're all bunched together.
Thank you, Daisy. Tim, what can you see on Grassy? Can you update us on anything that happened through you and through into the plough reach?
Yeah, so I haven't seen any of the top boats. It looks like they're still
blowing strongly out tonight. Behind that, the rest of the bottom of the division, Kingston, who are presumably very tired today, first start of the day, are not closing down pretty well at all. Pretty well looks to open that sort of three length lead. They're going for just a stroke at home. Trinity Hall, Sporting, one out of place, and the Blades. I think there's quite a lot of Blades hopping going on today. We've already seen...
Thank you, Tim. So we're going to head up to Ditton now with Daisy, just to kind of get one last bit of sort of action from Ditton.
Yeah, I'm just running round. It looked like as they came round the corner, some of the boats were getting close to them, so there could have been bumps on the long reach. Though currently I can't see any boats pulled over, so they may have managed to pull away from each other. I'm just seeing if I can see anything else.
Okay, well, thank you, Daisy. I think in which case we might have to confirm all of these results later on, because it looks like there may be a load of rollovers. We're not really sure. So we'll go back and confirm those results a bit later on.
Lench Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
And we've got Daisy on the line, who's got some confirmed results for that very messy M3 division.
Exactly. So after all the rowovers, the final results are St Cath M2 were bumped by Emmanuel M2, Hughes Hall M1 were bumped by Claire M2, Peterhouse M2 bumped by Churchill M2. So in that group of four boats we saw clustered together, we had two bumps happening. So that was first and third M3 bumped by Claire Hall M1, Maudlin M2 bumped by LMBC M3. Then Robinson M2 rowed over. Darwin M2 bumped by Corporal Christie M2. Maudlin M3 bumped by Wolfson M2. Fitzwilliam M2 rode over. Trinity Hall M2 rode over. And the sandwich boat Kings M2 also rode over.
Thank you very much, Daisy. So we'll speak to you a bit later. So, yeah, Maudlin, getting bumps, Beth. I know you're a bit gutted about
that,
aren't you?
I'm so sad. Oh no! Fingers crossed for the W1 though, because they bumped up yesterday, and they'll be coming up in the next division, which will get underway quite soon, we imagine.
Yeah, we're hoping. We've got Tim who's gonna ring in hopefully at some point and let us know what's going on. But lots and lots of bumps in that division.
So many bumps in that division. So of the first 10, yeah. So I've scribbled so much over my notes that I can't actually see what I've done. Of the first 10 boats, they all bumped or were bumped. This is very impressive. And then there were two more further down. So only four boats rode over out of that division.
Yes. And it looks like a few boats are on for their spoons as well. I can see Hughes Hall are on for their spoons at the moment.
Maudlin M3 are on for their spoons at the moment.
Claire M2 on the other hand are up for their... looks like they're up for their blades at the moment if they can bump up again on the next 2 days.
You never know. As are Emma M2. So good luck to all of them. As are Lady Margaret M3. I'm not bitter that they bumped Maudlin. I'm not. I promise.
Right, so we're going to look at some fines right after this next song, the fines from yesterday, some of which are quite funny, it must be said.
Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.